Romans chapter 2. Therefore, you are without excuse, O man, everyone who judges. For in the way that you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge do the same things. But we know that God's judgment is according to truth on those who do such things. Do you think this, O man who judges those who do such things, although you do them yourself, that you will escape God's judgment? Or do you look down on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and long-suffering, being ignorant of the fact that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But you, with your obduracy and unrepentant heart, are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath and revelation and the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each person according to his works, to some in accordance with their patience in good work, seeking glory and honour and incorruptibility, age-abiding life, but to those who are of contention and disobedient to the truth and trusting in unrighteousness, wrath and anger, tribulation and anguish on the mind of every man who perpetrates evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honour and peace to everyone who does good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For those who have sinned without the law will also die without the law, and those who have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are just with God, but it is the doers of the law who will be justified. For when the Gentiles, who do not have the law, carry out by nature the requirements of the law, they, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who demonstrate the work of the law, a work written in their hearts, while their conscience bears witness also, while their reasonings accuse or else defend each other. This judgment being on the day when God judges the secret things of men, according to my gospel through Jesus Christ. Look, you are called a Jew, and you rely on the law and boast in God, and you know his will, and you scrutinize the things that differ, being taught from the law, and you trust yourself to be a guide of the blind, a light to those in darkness, as an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, having the formulation of the knowledge and the truth found in the law. So you who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach not to steal, do you steal? You who tell people not to commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abominate idols, do you steal sacred items? You who boast in the law, do you through your transgression of the law dishonour God? For the name of God is blasphemed because of you among the Gentiles, as it stands written. For circumcision is indeed of benefit if you carry out the law, but if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. So if the uncircumcision keeps the ordinances of the law, will not his uncircumcision be considered as circumcision? And will not uncircumcision by nature, if it fulfills the law, judge you a transgressor of the law, despite your written word and circumcision? For it is not he who is openly so who is a Jew, nor he who is openly circumcision in the flesh, but he who is a Jew in secret, and is the circumcision of the heart by spirit, not by the written word, one whose praise is not from men, but from God.